together.
Welcome to Hump Day. Can you believe we're here already? Yep, it's Wednesday, and what's shaking in your neighborhoods? What's the big buzz? Close and far away. There are two different things that are going on. Still the push for the pain at the pumps. That is an instant topic anywhere you go. The other thing is what's happening with the Republicans. Why can't they just, somebody said to me today, why can't they just call it for Romney? Well, because we have this political process, and it's called primaries and caucuses. And here's the thing. I say it all the time. It's true. If we like labels. People like to belong to a group. Mitt Romney belongs to a group called We're Gonna Get You Elected Because We Owe You. He's the establishment guy. Now, a lot of people like Romney, so I shouldn't say that he doesn't have any support, but he just doesn't do it. He just doesn't get you right. He doesn't get you excited. Maybe I'm looking at it through a different set of eyes than you are, but Romney wins the Illinois primary. Hardly anyone goes to the polls in Chicago, not a surprise. 24%, something like that. It's a crazy number. And it wasn't even close. I mean, he was so far ahead of Santorum, but that showed that was the way it was going to happen in the preliminary stuff leading up to this primary. So it's not a shocker. Now it's a question of numbers. It's getting closer to 600 delegates, and the magical mystery tour really begins to grab the golden ticket to get to Tampa to win the Republican nomination, you know, that over 1,000 and change. And Mitt Romney mathematically is the guy. It's just almost impossible for someone to overtake him. Certainly that won't happen with Ron Paul, and it won't happen with Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, though, is getting a lot of attention. We're going to let you hear from Gingrich in a second about Obamacare, because now, of course, the Affordable Health Care, after 2 years, is on trial in a sense with the Supreme Court next week, and we will be in Washington giving you all points of view. To be fair, we're going to hear what everybody has to say about what's happened in the past 2 years and what's happening in the next 2 years, the pros and the cons. But before we get there, Afghanistan, heavily featured lately and on everybody's minds because of what happened in Afghanistan a couple of weekends ago. The Army Staff Sergeant Bales, who allegedly killed 16 people in the neighboring village, including women and children, and now we're on this cockamamie course of the Taliban threatening to chop off the heads of the servicemen who are just doing their jobs. And this isn't necessarily anything new, that the Taliban takes their propaganda machine and they run with it and threaten to go after servicemen. But to me, the target's just gotten so much bigger. And I say we need to get out of Afghanistan sooner rather than later anyway, because what are we doing there at this point? What's the win going to be? There isn't going to be a win, especially if you've got Hamid Karzai name-calling the soldiers and name-calling America and saying, get out and go back to the bases. Listen, I mean, he's doing nobody any favors. He's certainly not helping any of the troops by saying stuff like that, and it's getting quoted all over the place in Al Jazeera and locally. So he's hurting the mission itself anyway. So we say, thank you very much. We've done everything we can. Adios, buddy. So the defense, what happens here now with this staff sergeant? And he's got a big-time lawyer who's trying to wage the war in the opposite direction to paint a different picture of somebody who's had a traumatic brain injury and, you know, talking about a couple of different things related to memory and the proof ultimately that will be required. Here's John Henry Brown.
There's no forensic evidence
there's a lot of things missing that are usually not missing in a criminal case. We're asking too much of these people. And that's very apparent to me after meeting with him yesterday. And some of the things that he's had to see and some of the things that he's had to do, we're asking way too much of these people.
All right, here's the thing about bails. The death penalty not off the table. In fact, it's going to be pursued. The Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, said that was an option. And in Afghanistan, they wanted to see him just tried right there in Afghanistan. So this soldier faces the death penalty. And we haven't had that kind of a case since 1961. In the meantime, we move to something else that is interesting conversation, but made me kind of shake my head today. Like, where's this coming from? Have you heard that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, is saying, hey, we need to pursue this Amelia Earhart stuff? The last I heard from Amelia Earhart, who was it that played her in the biopic? I don't know. It was kind of interesting. We know the story of Amelia Earhart and the disappearance and whatnot. But now Hillary Clinton is saying, let's pursue this. Let's find out. Let's try to track this story down. And here's how she put it.
Her legacy resonates today for anyone, girls and boys, who dreams of the stars. Even if you do not find what you seek, there is great honor and possibility in the search itself.
Searching for Amelia's plane. I don't know. What do you think? Are we ever going to really find the true outcome of Amelia Earhart? I'm saying, no, that's one of those mysteries that goes unsolved. No mystery here when it comes to healthcare and the Supreme Court oral arguments. As I've been saying, we're going to be in Washington doing a show and looking at all angles of this, talking to doctors, talking to lots of different people about the continuation of affordable health care, and will this individual mandate be shot down, and what does it mean for you and I? Here was Newt Gingrich's take on the affordable health care law.
The president has been very proud that in Obamacare, they extend your ability to stay on your parents' health insurance till you're 26. I have an alternative model. I want you to be able to get a job so that you actually have your own insurance, which would also let you move out from your parents.
All right, there you go. The alternative model. We'll see what the Supreme Court says in the first place and if they shoot it down or not. This is dicey. That's lining up on both sides. Lining up on both sides also in Denver, is this kind of a publicity nightmare, I guess, in a sense for the Broncos, because a lot of the Bronco fans are saying they want Tim Tebow to stay, but Peyton Manning is now the quarterback. He's a Bronco. John Elway couldn't be happier. They had an official welcoming, a press conference, if you will, and we're going to let you hear what Peyton Manning had to say and John Elway coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All right, I thought this was funny. I saw a billboard that was actually up in Denver, and the billboard said, Bronco fans vote. And it was actually, you could go online, oneswoosh.com. It's brilliant for the company because, of course, it's going to attract attention, and that's whatever they paid for the billboard, they're going to get plenty of attention in that city. And it asked the people to weigh in on who should it be. Tebow, who in his first 16 starts led his team to a playoff win, and or Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, five full NFL seasons, and that he led his team to a playoff victory, but he also led them to a Super Bowl, and that's the difference. And comparing Tebow, I think, and Peyton Manning is like comparing apples and oranges, but there are a lot of people in Denver who are not on board with the choice of Peyton Manning, in a way, surprisingly, because the way his contract would be designed anyway, if he's not 100% for some reason with the neck injury, he's not going to get all the do-re-mi, the $96 million that's part of the deal, and there are terms in this. But losing Tebow is hard to do, apparently, for people who fell in love with him, no matter what kind of throwing capabilities he has or building the team around him to suit his picadillos or whatever. He definitely captured the hearts of a lot of the fans. John Elway wasn't worried about that. John Elway was very excited and was hotly pursuing Peyton Manning, And he let everybody know it when he had a chance to talk about it.
Anytime you have a chance to get a player of Peyton Manning's caliber, you know, to come here and play quarterback for you, that's something that, you know, we wanted to have happen. He's going to play great football. That's when I played my best football. The older I got, you know, at 37 and 38 were the two best years that we had in my career. And so I just know when you look at Peyton's track record with his health, as was mentioned earlier, he hasn't had any other significant injuries. And I think the way that he plays the game, we believe that he can play as long as he wants. It was tremendous. I mean, it was a great feeling. And, you know, I think that we're thrilled, as I said, that he's here. And you know, just his work ethic is going to make us, just by our guys knowing he's on our football team right now, has already made us a better football team because of his reputation that he's created and what he's done in the NFL.
And then for his part, Peyton Manning, who was pretty emotional when he left the Colts, seemed to be pretty excited about coming to Denver.
Yeah, obviously he was disappointed.
It's all, we're talking about Peyton Manning here and John Elway and the fact that he steps into the role of lead quarterback. But we've got, instead of Peyton Manning, we've got cuts on Manning talking about the Tebow situation, I think. Or Elway talking about the Tebow situation. Here it is.
Yeah, obviously he was disappointed. I'm sure he was disappointed. I mean, he didn't come out and say he was disappointed. I think it was a typical Tim Tebow response and the fact that he was very positive. And he said, well, we're talking about Peyton Manning, and I understand exactly what you're doing. And so, but again, the response was, you know, exactly what we know of Tim, and that's always being very, very positive. We don't know yet. We haven't got that far. We're still in the process. That is a possibility.
All right, so obviously there, John Elway was as confused as me. He was trying to play it politically correct with Tebow and saying that he's positive. He's always being how he is. He can't be happy. He was the guy. He's not going to be mentored by Peyton Manning. That's obvious. They're going to trade him. It's a question of where he goes, and that's going to be the interesting story. We've already flushed that one out for you. Here now, finally, Manning is the man, and he is happy to be the man in Denver.
For you know, for a long time, I realize you know that it's not, you know, I don't have, you know, 14 years left by any means, but at the same time, this isn't something that you know, I'm just building a foundation this year to really try to do something in 2 years or 3 years. I mean, this is a now situation.
Yeah, it is a now situation, and so some of the people are backing Tebow, some of the people are backing Peyton Manning, but it doesn't matter. Peyton Manning is the guy. John Elway is happy, and we'll see where Tim Tebow goes. It does make for interesting conversation, though, just like politics. There's the guy that you're in love with, and then there's the guy that is the chosen one. In this case, the guy that so many people are in love with there is going away, and the chosen one is coming to Denver. Matt, what do you think? Do you think that Peyton Manning is going to have a good season, or do you think he's going to have problems with that whole neck thing?
That's the issue. I mean, I still can't believe all the money he has coming to him guaranteed when it's not a definite that he makes it through the season or can even start the season. I mean, I know he's been throwing and everything, but he's had, what, like 3 or 4 neck procedures done on his body, and I just...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a big risk. Obviously, if it works out, it's awesome, but it could flop. It definitely could.
I think it could flop, too. If it flops, then everyone's going to be furious with John Elway, and especially if Tim Tebow goes somewhere and he has some kind of an impact. But regardless, that's what it'll be.
Then it might be Adam Weber time in Denver.
Hey,
Do you know who Adam Weber is?
He's like the third string guy,
right? He's the only other quarterback on the roster right now, and I went to high school with him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. Does he have any juice whatsoever?
Yeah, he's good. He was a four-year starter at my high school, four-year starter at the University of Minnesota. They kept switching offensive coordinators on him. But actually, I think it was last year, they were saying that he was doing a better job than Tim Tebow at quarterback. But because he doesn't have the recognition that obviously Tebow got the place on the roster above him, and then Tebow ended up leapfrogging Brady Quinn, too. So
yeah, which was huge.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. And Tebow could end up with, who knows, XYZ, Jacksonville. That keeps being a question mark. But, I mean, now he's dealing with that he's not going to be in Denver. I can't imagine. Why would he stay in Denver? They have to use him for trade bait, I would think, anyway, right? Hey, so we are beyond the first day of spring now. Do you believe it? The crazy weather that we've had. I just went through a monsoon and a flood in Texas. We saw what happened a couple of days ago in Arizona with the snow. One can only imagine what the rest of the spring is going to look like. To be sure, I guarantee we'll have some wicked Mother Nature stories to talk about. It used to be the norm to crack open the mic and tell you about some horrific thing that had happened somewhere, whether it was tornadoes or hurricanes, floods, whatever it might be, the fires that we've seen with the Santa Ana winds in California. But let's hope it's calm. We had a very mild, for most of us, we had a very mild winter that I think honestly surprised many of us who thought we might see some more snow. But it was mild. I didn't even have to take out a heavy coat this time around. Coming up on our next couple of shows, we'll be talking more about gas prices and something to think about that I wanted to throw out. Think about this and send me your thoughts. But when do you think it's really going to be viable that in this country we're going to have another option besides gasoline with our cars? I think 2030. I mean, affordable option. We're talking about paying $4 a gallon in most states right now for regular gasoline. When it really peaks, it could be $4.15, $4.20, $4.50. That probably happens in May. It doesn't look like it's going in the opposite direction. So that press for alternatives that we keep hearing about, I'm saying, when is it going to really, really be viable? And to me, I'm picking a number that's way down the road, 2030, if even then. Like, let's say ethanol. By the time we got those plants going, got the cars switched over, it would take at least that long. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We keep talking about why there is no transparency in the Obama administration when that is one of the things they said. Look, we're going to be transparent. We're not like the other guys. Everything we do is going to be very, very transparent. And as you know, we've had people, whether they're right of right or if they're the most liberal person you can meet on the street, telling us from Washington that that's not the case. So we won't even play politics with whether they're transparent or not. But here's another case of a lack of transparency. Check this out. This is what happened. There's a group that we've had on several times here who, you know, the idea is to go after and uncover some of the things that are happening in the government that, you know, we don't know about. Cause of Action. So Cause of Action sent a letter to the Department of Justice to investigate taxpayer money that could have been used, let's say, to lobby for higher taxes. CPPW, which stands for the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grants, were handed out by the CDC to them, and apparently we don't know really what that money went for. Cause of Action Executive Director Dan Epstein joins us now with the skinny on what I was just explaining. And basically, if I simplified it, we're talking about following the breadcrumbs of money that was handed out by the CDC in these grants that were going to the, as I said, the CPPW, but we really don't know what that money was used for. Am I correct, Dan?
Yeah, that's largely right. What cause of action is concerned about is that this money, we know for a fact, this money, which is, keep in mind, this is stimulus money. This is supposed to be money that's creating jobs. And what this money is instead being used for is going from the federal government to state health departments to support campaigns for increased taxes on soda, increased taxes on tobacco products. And ultimately, what we know is, and the CDC conceded this, is that at least one department, the South Carolina Department of Health, directly used these tax dollars to lobby the South Carolina legislature to pass a soda tax. And that is actually prohibited by federal statute. Section 1913 of the code prohibits any tax dollars for being used with the intent to lobby. And so at that point, we asked the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, to investigate and determine whether or not certain of these state or local departments of health need to be investigated for misusing taxpayer dollars.
So before you got to that step, though, you sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services about the grants and about the money. And what did you hear from them?
Yeah, you know, we actually sent a number of letters. We sent a letter to Sebelius at the health, at the Department of Health and Human Services. We sent a letter to the CDC FOIA office. And we actually sent a letter requesting an investigation by Daniel Levinson, who's the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services, who should be overseeing whether grants are used impermissibly. And we got a lot of general documents from the CDC. They're still trying to produce documents. We haven't gotten everything. But from the Inspector General and from Kathleen Sebelius herself, we've gotten nothing.
So either they're just ignoring it or, you know, for whatever reason, we could speculate and our minds could go in certainly obvious directions, but they're not paying attention to it. How much money are we talking about?
Well, I can tell you, when I look today at how much was being put out in what are called funding opportunity announcements for the CPPW funds, for the fiscal year 2012, it's $300 million. So that basically means that, you know, if you add up the fiscal years since the stimulus was passed, this is going to be a billion dollar program. And I have yet to see, and I don't think anyone has seen, 1 cent of this going to actually creating jobs. And if this is not going to jobs, instead going to pay for lobbying campaigns so that, you know, people's choices can be affected, you know, then not only are we not creating jobs, but we're using taxpayer dollars illegally.
Oh, and it was definitely earmarked. It was supposed to be, the grants were supposed to be given to the CPPW for that. That's the idea, right? Communities putting prevention to work. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, the money in theory was supposed to be used to go to state and local health departments so that they could try to educate people about the importance of eating right, staying healthy, you know, avoiding sugars, avoiding fats. But in practice, as we have seen in at least one case, and we have alleged in at least 18 cases, is that this money has been used for only the purpose of lobbying state legislatures to pass laws that tax sodas, that, you know, tax tobacco goods. And this is bad. This is bad for a number of reasons. One is we don't want the government intervening in our private choices. And secondly, you know, our tax dollars should not be used for federal programs that do nothing but, endorse certain political activities.
Right, which it would be, because there's a certain agenda to that, what we're mentioning when you talk about the taxes, et cetera, on the soda and whatnot. And there's no question there is the definite slant there. So by calling them on the carpet and contacting the Department of Justice, what do you think will happen here? Do you think you'll get stonewalled again?
There's no question. You know, cause of action has throughout its history sent letters to the Justice Department only to be told that, you know, no investigation is going to take place or nothing's going to be looked at. Keep in mind that several months ago, Cause of Action wrote to the then Inspector General, Cynthia Schneider, about how Congressman Jason Chaffetz had asked Holder several months ago to look into Occupy Wall Street. And all cause of action did was send a letter to the inspector general saying, hey, are you going to actually look into whether or not Holder responded to the member of Congress? And Cynthia Schnader said, no, I'm not going to even investigate that. So this is a Department of Justice that cause of action has learned over the months is not really interested in investigating allegations that are brought to it by the American public, and it's definitely not interested in investigating allegations that grant money is being misused for impermissible purposes.
Yeah, and that's huge. For people listening, we'll say the number again. $300 million is a huge chunk of change that certainly could have been used in a different direction. And let's remind people, and we said it right at the top, this is our money. This is taxpayer money that is being funneled, certainly, for a certain political agenda. But this is nothing new from what you've uncovered lately, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and keep in mind, you know, this is $300 million that essentially, instead of taxpayers using this to invest in the economy, you know, to essentially use for things that could be creating jobs, this is $300 million that's going towards advancing the president's political agenda. And that's, you know, definitely inappropriate. I would say another thing, which is, you know, there have been groups that have been conducting a lot of oversight in terms of how this administration is spending grants. Now, keep in mind, the stimulus program, which is supposed to be creating jobs, a large part of that is not actually going to direct kind of shovel-ready job creation. A lot of it's going to grant programs like Communities Putting Prevention to Work. And so then the question is, well, when you're dealing with a grant versus something like a contract, how do you ensure that it's competitive? How do you ensure that it's not going for political purposes? And from what we've seen right now, the Heritage Foundation came out with a study around a month ago that showed, hey, it looks like the Obama administration's grant programs are really just, you know, ways of funding the president's political agenda. And when asked, Press Secretary Jay Carney said, hey, you know, we can ensure that the grants that the administration spends are competitive and merit-based. And yet, what cause of action's investigation of the CDC, Communities Putting Prevention to Work program, reveals is that this is not competitive. In fact, this is everything in terms of politics.
And shouldn't this be transparent? Shouldn't we be able to have access to this information pretty easily if we're talking about grants? Why wouldn't that – shouldn't this be accessible to the public even if we wanted to look it up?
Yeah, that's right. And – you know, this is an administration that essentially has played a charade with transparency. Cause of action is hot on the trail in terms of how this administration is spending money with grants. And in fact, we have filed a FOIA lawsuit in the District Court for the District of Columbia based on a request that we sent out in September to the White House asking for transparency on how federal grants are being spent. They never produce the documents and records, and we are having to bring them into court just to get some transparency. And this is an administration that said it's going to be the most transparent in history, and clearly it's one that's not only non-transparent, but is actually incredibly opaque.
Well said. So what the lesson here is, follow the grants, and hopefully we'll see where it leads us. But we already have a preview of what we believe is happening with the administration.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think listeners to this station should be very concerned, because this is an administration that's spending more money through grants, which a lot of members of Congress have claimed are just walking around money, than contracts. You know, I think most of us can understand, hey, a federal contract to Boeing that's going to be used to build engines for planes that our soldiers are going to be using when they're out in Iraq or when they're out in Afghanistan. But most of us can't understand, you know, what kind of job or what kind of product is a grant creating? You know, most of the time a grant's going to be used for political purposes, or it's going to be used to advance the interests of organizations that are in members' congressional districts. And that's what Heritage's study clearly reveals. And so with this administration that is spending way more money on grants than on contracts, the listeners of this program have increased reason to be especially
skeptical,
worried about what's happening with their money.
Yeah, I agree. Follow the grants. It's like I said, Dan Epstein, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, each and every show, I tell everybody, listen, if you want to vent and you don't feel like dialing the digits or you're listening to me at some other point in the day, the thing to do is to shoot us an email. Very easy, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Hit the email, bada bing, you're in, and tell me your woes. Tell me what you want to vent about, whatever. Maybe you have some positive news you want to share. You know, we do a daily salute, recognizing someone in the neighborhood who's done something pretty incredible. If that's happened in your neck of the woods, throw me the story, and they may get some airtime here on ATM. A lot of people filling up the mailbag with different things, so let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Trayvon Martin, I've been talking about this for the last couple of days, and it has struck a nerve with many of you. This from Nate, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to you for a while now. I've never called, and I never really felt compelled to write to you, although I enjoy the show. This time I've decided I am going to throw in my two cents, as you're fond of saying. I agree with you about Trayvon Martin. I was pleased to hear you say many times, though, that you are a gun advocate. I, too, am and legally carry a weapon. I clean it. I'm familiar with it. I store it safely. I have children. There are too many people that casually take carrying a gun for granted, and that's a problem, I think. In this case, the guy was out of his mind. Who did he think he was? Is he a wannabe cop? Do you think he failed out of the academy, or he's just a nut? Well, we don't know. And that's why I say, you know, seriously, I support the idea of carrying guns. I know a lot of people that carry guns. They are what I would consider to be responsible people with the way they handle the guns. Doesn't mean that everybody who owns a gun, who gets a gun, who gets cleared to have a gun, the little waiting period, whatever. But you should have the right to defend yourself. In this case, I do believe, and I mean, I do believe that Zimmerman just, why was he chasing Trayvon Martin? I think the story on face value is how it appears. You can interpret it any way you want to. He should never have gone after him in the first place. Then we wouldn't even be talking about this. So that's a problem to me. You know, listen, I'm sure that I could, what if I was, I've had, my neighborhood's had people break in now and then. What if I saw something that looked a little funny, but it wasn't? Have you ever broken into your house because you forgot your keys and you had to smash a window? What if somebody thought you were breaking in, had a gun pointed at you? Who knows what happens, what ensues? You know, that's the thing. And here, I'm sure the kid was scared out of his mind, and that's the way I think it went down. Now, to be fair, even as we have a caller, Tomas from Michigan, say that the completely opposite side of this, where he thinks, you know, that you can't, he's defending Zimmerman. I think you can go after Zimmerman, but he is right in the sense that you got to see it be played out. So that's why I think there should be these investigations and there should be a grand jury. And if the grand jury doesn't find the evidence, if they can't, you know, if they can't get Zimmerman on something that stands, that makes sense, and it's all there and it's laid out. I mean, we have a justice system for a reason. So let's use the justice system here. You know, the side effect of this is that really raw debate over standing your ground. In Florida, it kicked in 2005. And, you know, you have to be worried if you're a mother and you've got a son and you live in an area where there might be some dark streets and you send the kid to the convenience store. And I'm not kidding you. My nephew, I would not send him to the convenience store by himself. I would go with him. I wouldn't smother him, but I would go with him. And this kind of bubbles up, and he lives in Florida. And it made me think about that. What if somebody misunderstands something he's doing, kicking a can and looking like he doesn't belong somewhere if he's walking down the street? And I know I'm taking this to the extreme, but I think that there needs to be some justice here. At least have the case be heard out. I'm sure there's people that could defend Zimmerman too, by the way, and they'll say that, hey, it was in self-defense, but he should have never been in that position. Shame on him for being in that position, for doing what he should not have done. And that was pursued him. Shouldn't have done it. Let's go to another one. This one from Ronnie G, who says, America Tonight, boy, oh, boy, guns, Florida, and this law. It is a troubling thing. I must say I am anti-gun, Kate Delaney, and I don't understand your stance on guns. Why do you support the Second Amendment? You seem like a smart enough gal. Why are you so stupid when it comes to the gun debate? I don't understand. People should not have guns. Look at the UK. They don't have them there. Why don't we emulate what's going on overseas? Whew. Respectfully yours. Well, there's a reason that I don't want to emulate what they do overseas, because it's the opposite. You're not really proving out the story. There's terrible crime in England. Let's just take London, their biggest city. The amount of crimes there and the people who have guns, the criminals, and the people who get shot because they don't have a gun, because the criminals illegally get them, you get my drift. No, thank you. I wouldn't want that system. Everything is filmed too, by the way, because that, you know, you're on candid camera in London everywhere you are. So pretty much that's it. I hate that idea too. And so I disagree. I don't think that it's the guns themselves. It's the people who misuse guns that are dangerous. All right, here's another one. This one from Beatball. I like that nickname. Beatball says, I am so tired of the Republicans. It's a who cares situation. I am not voting for Obama. I will be forced to vote for whoever the Republican choice du jour is. I can't believe Mitt Romney is the best the elephants have to offer. Kate, why is that? Oh, well, that's the $10 million question. Why don't the best, smartest people in this country run for the office of president? Probably they see what happens when you get in there and you turn prematurely gray and they want nothing to do with it. I don't understand why there aren't better candidates. I think there are better people that could have, for me, that could have run, but they don't run. They don't run for probably, it could be a myriad of reasons, for what they see a presidential candidate goes through, for one. Colin Powell comes to mind. I liked him. I thought he could have made a fine president just based on how I saw him handle himself and some of the things that he did. Would he have made a good president? I don't know that for sure. Did I like the idea of him running? Yeah, absolutely. But he didn't take the bait. He didn't want to do it. His family didn't want him to do it, particularly his wife. She saw how things worked in Washington. She wanted to know parts of that. He respected it and didn't pursue it, even though his name was tossed up there a lot. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, who's very plain spoken. Even a lot of Democrats like Christie's attitude. They might not agree with his policies, but they like his attitude of, he's very Jersey. This is what it is. Boom, here it is. And he makes no excuses for that. But Chris Christie, this was not his time. He wasn't ready to run. He may be somebody that eventually jumps into a presidential race, but not this time around. Jeb Bush's name comes up a lot. We've already gone through the Bush legacy. I don't see Jeb Bush ever becoming a president, although it did make for interesting conversation if there was a brokered convention. And there are certainly other people who have thought they were going to jump into the race, and they jumped out of the race. But this is what we got. Mitt Romney is the guy. He's, you know, you can track this all you want and talk about Ron Paul and even a lot of people like Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum, but this play has a familiar ending. It's Mitt Romney, without a doubt.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.